Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Can you believe that? Last day of July in the year 2025. Time is truly flying. Now, this is the InfoWars War Room. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now, and I have just an absolutely loaded news desk. If we can get through all this news today, we will truly be professional class. So that is what we're going to try to do. All right, I've got this stack of, well, multiple stacks of just raw political news, stuff coming out of the White House today, and more polling that shows, and it's some of it is just standard, I would say, when it comes to approval ratings and presidents, specifically in their second term. But with President Trump, there's no doubt that it's happening faster than normal. The sinking in the approval rating in multiple polls is happening faster than normal. And it's mostly libertarians that supported Trump. It's mostly younger conservatives that supported Trump, and maybe throw in a lesser scale, but maybe it impacts a little bit, Elon Musk followers that supported President Trump. But when you look at those three groups that are feeling disenfranchised, and many other conservatives too feeling disenfranchised, you see why Trump's approval rating is sinking. And this is just a fact. And then he does this stuff today. It's just insane, honestly. It's just insane what Israel is able to do. There's no other way to put it. It's just absolutely insane. And I'll show you something that's happening in France after they moved to recognize the Palestinian state. I'll show you what Trump just did in response to Canada saying that they're going to recognize a Palestinian state. She's like, you're just not allowed to do it. Just Israel's going to run the entire foreign policy for the entire planet, and if they don't, then they're going to attack you too, and they're going to sabotage you too, which is what they're doing in France now. And then I have to sit here and watch political commentators. Oh, they'll claim they have no loyalty to Israel, but then it's just like, oh, totally pro-Israel every time. Like, a friend of mine comes on the show, Laura Loomer, says, oh, this is great. Screw Canada. Screw Palestine. We don't want more Muslims in the country. And I see this, and I'm like, what? First of all, recognizing Palestine as a state would keep them there. Once Israel takes it, you know they're coming here, right? Like, you're not that naive. No, you're blind by hatred. And so I'm watching this, and it's just this Jew hatred and this Muslim hatred. And most Americans are just sitting here, just regular Americans, not really into either side of it at all. Not into the Islam side, not into the Jewish side, just Americans, just Christians, you know. Just the people that built this country, the foundation of this country, the purpose of this country. And I'm just watching this hatred of Islam. I'm watching this hatred of Jews, and it's just destroying my country. It's just like it envelops every single conversation. And I'm just sitting here as a Christian American saying, why are we doing this? Why are we letting this ancient holy war, why are we letting this ancient hatred destroy our country? I can't believe it. Their hatred is such a cancer. It's destroying us. That's the big story. I mean, I can talk about what's going on in the Gaza Strip all day long. I'm watching this happen in America, and it's breaking my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultra Methylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue bare minimum at thealexofstore.com.
Sanders introduces a bill in the Senate last night. It was voted on. A record high, 27 Democrat senators voted for a Bernie Sanders-led resolution blocking the sale of arms and bombs to Israel. Not a single Republican, not a single conservative wants to stop the bloodshed, wants to stop the mass killing, wants to stop the innocent women and children from dying. Not a single Republican. Not a single Republican interested in that. And only 27 Democrats. Now, I could look at the negative of that and say, wow, this is how controlled our Congress is by the Israeli lobby. I could say, wow, this is how controlled our Congress is by the military-industrial complex. I could say, wow, this is how heartless and soulless Washington, D.C. is, that they just don't even care. Just let the bloodshed continue. Just let the people keep dying and starving. Just let Israel do whatever the hell it wants. They're above everybody. It's the chosen state by God. They're supreme over you. So, yeah, you know, they get to do whatever they want. Well, most people are sick of this now. It's never been more in your face. Most people are disgusted by it. But, you know, actually, when you look at the larger trends, you kind of realize this is actually good news. And it seems hyperbolic, but you have to zoom out. It's 27 senators this go around. Next time it'll be 40, then it'll be 60, and then it'll be never again. Never again are we going to let Israel just drench the entire world in blood. Never again are we going to let Israel be a client state for the military-industrial complex and sit here with blood on our hands and say, well, at least we're getting rich. Did you see my stock portfolio? Did you see the defense contractors? No, actually what I saw was 100,000 dead people. Actually what I saw was a complete leveling of an entire part of the Middle East, the Gaza Strip. And I saw a bunch of lies that enabled it. So no, I'm not really interested in hearing about your stock portfolio. No, I'm not really interested in hearing about how well the defense contractors are doing. No, I'm actually disgusted that my country is involved in this. I'm disgusted that my government has decided to hop in that blood-soaked pool. But you know what? Normally, you might not even get any. Normally, they probably wouldn't even vote on it. But you see, this is the trend. So I've been saying it for a long time, but the timetable is speeding up. And it's on the Republican and the Democrat side, by the way. Republicans are sick of Israel, too. Not at the same level as Democrats. Democrats, you're getting like a 25% support for Israel from Democrats. You're getting about 45 now from Republicans. That used to be 65 and up guaranteed. Now it's down to 45 and trending down. And the more Israel engages in their just disgusting behavior, the more they flagrantly, blatantly control our foreign policy and our White House, the more often Netanyahu, the most evil man in the world likely, gets welcomed into D.C. and welcomed into our White House and our Capitol, the more sick and tired of it people are going to become. So you zoom out and you look at the trend and you say, yeah, Israel's trending down fast. You could look at the counter to that and say, well, what are they going to do now? That means they're going to do something disgusting. That means they're going to do something even worse than they've already done to try to win back that support. But you look at it from just the American side and you say, yeah, they're like two election cycles away from, you're going to have to be anti-Israel to get elected in this country. And it's the only thing Israel has left, is the United States basically keeping other countries from attacking them like Iran did. Iran likely would have continued to bomb Israel. Tel Aviv would probably look like Gaza. And it would have been nasty. And it would have been sad. It would have been sad for the Israelis that have to live under that disgusting war pig, Netanyahu. But we did what they wanted to do. We bombed Iran. We got the thing shut down. And so they survived it. And you know, that's good. I don't want to see people dying. I don't want to see Israelis dying. It's like when we've got a corrupt government and I don't like it, they got a corrupt government. Netanyahu's not very popular in Israel. And they say, oh, well, most of them support it. They did. Most of those polls are old, though. The new polls coming out and the new attitude coming out is Netanyahu's gone too far. The new attitude is Netanyahu is, what he's doing is going to destroy Israel. And of course, the irony is that he's trying to expand Israel. That's the entire purpose, is that he's trying to expand it without actually telling anybody. And then they will. They've got their settlers going into Gaza here, going into the West Bank, killing Christians, killing anybody, and then just saying, this is my land. God gave it to me. Don't you know? Palestinians are saying, what are you talking about? We've been here hundreds of years, longer than you. It's just a mess. So I want nothing to do with it. But the Senate has made sure, nope, we're going to keep selling arms to Israel. We're going to keep enabling Israel to be the most evil entity in the world. We're going to continue to enable Israel to just slaughter tens of thousands of people. We're going to allow that to go on. And I have a feeling... the crew just put that up on the screen. I've been kind of hinting at that, but yeah, I have a feeling the Israel-Iran thing is going to pop off again too. Folks, somebody's going to stand up to Israel. Somebody's going to do it. And I just hope that President Trump realizes that it's like, please God, President Trump, do not let America go down with Israel. Please don't do this to us. You're gonna tie us to Israel in the world affairs, in the geopolitical world. The whole world is turned against Israel. And we're sitting there, right? It's like, really? Do you want to make an entire coalition of the entire planet turn against us as you're trying to get trade deals done? And now he's apparently going to sabotage a trade deal with Canada that was great for us, great for our farmers. Timber, you name it, energy, and he's going to sabotage it. Why? Because Canada's going to recognize Palestine as a state. Really? That's what you're going to do? Breaks my heart, man. It's why people are feeling disenfranchised. It's why Trump's approval rating is sinking, because it breaks our heart. It's like, you know, you're dating someone and you catch them cheating with the biggest whore in high school. It's like, that person? It's like, really? That's the one? So I got a whole stack of geopolitical news that we'll get into with that. Trump's approval rating sinks to 40%, the lowest of his term, Reuters Ipsos poll finds. And that's just one poll. The Rasmussen poll has been proven the most accurate. They've got Trump's approval rating down. Gallup poll has Trump's approval rating down. I can go around and talk to people. Hey, people still support Trump. They're still glad he got in. We can still talk about the good things that are happening. But it's like, I can come on here and I can get all hyped up. And I can come on here and give you the White House propaganda. It's like, oh, we're going after the deep state. We're making arrests. And that's what they're telling all their influencers to do. Like, hey, did you see the new declassified Hillary Clinton email? And I'm just sitting here like, what? Yeah, okay, cool. What's new? Oh, well, you know, Hillary Clinton ran the Russian collusion hoax, and then Brennan and Clapper running it with Obama, and they all knew it was fake. They all knew it. Look, this is the proof. Oh, really? Wow. Is there water in the Pacific Ocean? Tell me something I didn't know. Is the sun hot? I mean, you're blowing me away with this. Whoa, Russian collusion was a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for political hit. Oh my gosh, guys, nobody knew that. It's brand new. Holy smokes. Oh, but look. Trump is putting out images on Truth Social and videos on Truth Social with Obama getting arrested, and he's calling him. He said they committed treason. He's been doing that since 2017. There's nothing new. None of this is new. And you know what else isn't new? Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's getting indicted. They're bringing in all the Biden people. Oh, did you know Biden was mentally impaired? Oh. They already got their story straight on the auto pen. They're going to walk from that. Nobody's going to care about Biden's mental decline anymore. And then as you're trying to negotiate trade, which is what you should be doing, as you're trying to negotiate trade and get better trade deals, you're then going to tie us at the hip to Israel, where the very countries you're negotiating with are all sick and tired of Israel's death and destruction in the Gaza Strip. They're all starting to give Israel the side eye and turn on them a little bit. And then here you are tying us to Israel as you're trying to negotiate these trade deals and get us back going in the right direction, not realizing that that could destroy the whole thing, as he's just indicated in Canada. Now, I don't want to get into all of that news yet, but it's just like, if you watch the show, you know, I don't play the Gaza videos. I mean, we've showed some of it. We've showed the destruction, but I don't come in here every day and show you what's going on there. I don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at it. Everybody knows what's going on. But we do have a little bit today. Because, folks, I'm just telling you, Israel, whatever is going on here, it's kind of like what we saw with the left in America, where a lot of liberals and progressives and Democrats, yeah, they lean left and they'll vote Democrat and, you know, they got some liberal progressive ideologies and stuff. But it's like once they started doing the genital mutilation of children and once they started doing the boys and girls sports and once they started doing the open border stuff, a lot of liberal progressives were just like, okay, I'm out. So a similar thing is happening with the Israel issue. Now, I want to go live to the White House. Trump has a bunch of professional athletes there. They're re-announcing the presidential fitness plan for American schools. And it looks like Trump is about to make this announcement and sign the executive order right now. So let's go live to the White House.
And they're going to do some very important things for our country. Nobody knows LT, right? LT, greatest ever. Lawrence Taylor, you look good. You could play right now, I think, LT. He only looked that way. Well, I'm delighted to be here with some of the truly great sports legends of all time as we formally announce the newest members of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. This is an important step in our mission to make America healthy again. It's something that's very important, what we're doing, very important. Dating back to the administration of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, this council has championed the vigor and strength and vitality of the American people. Today, we continue that very proud tradition. This group is led by two-time major champion and one of the greatest players in the world, one of the highest ranked, and he just had a phenomenal Open Championship, as you probably saw, shooting one round that wasn't so good, and then he came back with about a 65 or something. He was getting a birdie on every hole. They were worried he might not make the cut, and he made the cut by about 200 strokes. It was pretty amazing, and he had a great week, actually, and he's also the longest hitter of a golf ball, I think, ever. But, you know, they say ever. I would say ever. And the longest in the world today. And it's Bryson DeChambeau. He's a great guy. He's been my friend for a long time. And from his storied amateur career, where he won the U.S. Amateur, I think once or twice. Did you win it?
It was once, and then the once? NCAAs as well.
Okay, you won a lot of other championships. But U.S. Amateur champion. And then, as you know, he won at Wingfoot, won the U.S. Open and Pinehurst. And Bryson has always been a phenomenal ambassador to sports and to golf, but to generally to life, in my opinion. He's a smart guy and a good guy, great guy, loves our country. We're also pleased to be joined by
Trump doing the glad handing here. I know that he just mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. He's got Harrison Butker behind him, the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. He's got Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley from WWE fame behind him there as well. I know Lawrence Taylor has been a part of this. Trump set to revive the presidential fitness test while hosting professional athletes at the White House. And there might be some other announcements dealing with the sports world. People are anticipating he may say something about the Redskins and that plot of land and maybe talk about other events that he's brought in, like the Ryder Cup, the World Cup, the Summer Olympics. But I don't really have the time to listen to the introductions here. We've got too much news, and I got some big guests coming up with some big stories. So if maybe once he gets through the introductions, we might tune back in. Caroline Leavitt had this to say earlier. Make America fit again. The order, which President Trump is going to sign here momentarily, will formally reestablish the presidential fitness test, first introduced by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1966, creating school-based programs that reward excellence in physical education. When did this go away? When I was in grade school, we still had, even high school, we still had this. I graduated high school 2008, and we still had the presidential fitness test. So when did that even go away? That's strange. But hey, that's good. Can you imagine? Now, see this, if you really wanted to get aggressive with this, because PE is obviously a standard, it's mandated. What if you started grading your students on physical health? Whoa. We don't want to fail the fat kid. We don't want to fail the fat kid. So it got replaced in 2013, probably some liberal Obama crap. The presidential fitness test was replaced in 2013 with the presidential youth fitness program. That sounds very liberal. So the original test was discontinued. The new program focusing on promoting an active and healthy lifestyle rather than emphasizing standardized athletic achievements. Wow. In other words, just total libbed out, just total Obama libbed out. So it's not fair to be judging children on how fast they can run a mile or how many pull-ups they can do or chin-ups or how many push-ups. It's not fair. So we're going to change that. We're going to get rid of that. Make some kids feel left out. So we're going to say everybody's great. It's like a participation trophy now. So they're bringing it back. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And maybe go one step further. You talk to the student, you say, you couldn't complete the mile You couldn't do two push-ups. You couldn't do a pull-up. You couldn't do the V sit and reach. I forget all the different things that are on there. It's like, I'm going to have to fail you unless you can maybe lose like 20 pounds and run a mile. I'm going to have to fail you. It's like, whoa. That's a little Nazi. That's a little too much. Obama's trying to avoid that. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here. No, how about we just want people to be healthy? How about you just care about people? And you recognize that if you're in that bad a shape when you're a kid, you're heading for a hard life, and you're much better off addressing it when you're young than when you get older. So that's what's going on right now. But Trump just doing introductions here, so I just wanted to cut away. Now, this isn't the only Obama-era thing, obviously, that Trump is getting rid of. I've got an update on the EPA situation from Lee Zeldin. Josh Hawley responding to President Trump's post last night attacking him. Now, if you recall that, if you watched yesterday's show, I said this doesn't make any sense. What is this? This is literally nonsensical from Trump. Well, the way Hawley describes it, it sounds like somebody was feeding Trump bad information. Now, I go through this at a minute scale compared to President Trump. So I'll be on air and, you know, guys will bring me news stories while I'm on air. And then I can have a choice. All right, well, do I have a time to read this now, or am I going to put it off for tomorrow, or what's the breaking story? So, yeah, there has to be a little bit of a trust factor there. My crew sits a story on my desk. I trust them that they're not going to set me up for failure. But there's also, I have my own duties to say, okay, well, I got to go through my own process now. So it's like, you know, Trump has that like times a million. So he's got all these people bringing him information, all these people bringing him intel, and then he's got to somehow categorize all of it and sort through all of it. So somebody comes in and says Hawley's attacking him over this Pelosi act, the stock trading ban, and he attacked Hawley for it and said he's doing Pelosi's bidding. So I don't know how that got so messed up, but Hawley addressed that last night and I guess ended up actually talking to the president. So we'll get on that. Now, two other things we'll address. I'd say it was about a month or two ago, we may have had a show headline, but it was my opening monologue, and I said, it's clear what's happening now. Washington, D.C. is being turned over to the tech bros. The tech bros are now running things. Everything is going in this direction, and Trump is basically building that. He's constructing this bridge to the AI tech bros taking over D.C. politics. Well, tons on that in the news today. And then you look at what they're doing in the UK. And when we had a guest on who did undercover journalism inside the adult film industry and discovered some disturbing trends there, we talked about, okay, how are they going to use this to censor the internet? Well, now they're doing it. And they say, well, we have to do this because of all the adult websites, and we have to do this to protect children. Oh, okay, so the UK believes it and says, oh, okay, we sign off. We just want to protect children from pornography. And then, bing, the UK says, actually, it's going to be used for the entire internet. Way to go.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying. It feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended, and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So stir it, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theallstarsword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, look. I'm not saying all white people look the same. But, Harrison Butker and I might be from the same clone batch. I'm just saying. I think everybody, you probably don't even know who Harrison Butker is, and you can just look at this and figure it out probably real quick. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's like, if you ever played that computer game, The Sims? You ever played that game? I was a big fan of that growing up. And there were only so many selections you could make of what face you were going to use. Maybe humans are kind of the same way. There's only so many different noses and eyes and ears and everything. And, when there's billions of us every once in a while, you all can just, get the same one. Let's do a side-by-side. Look at this ridiculous. I don't know. Let's pop back in. Let's see what Triple H is saying real quick. Oh, no, he's already done. All right. I don't want to go back to this. We get what they're doing. He's about to sign the executive order. Trump, look, you gotta just, we call it all as we see it here, folks. This is probably a good thing for Trump today. He's been coming off as very uncool lately. So being there with the professional athletes, it gives him a little cool again. Gets him a little cool again. Now, I don't know. Some people might just say this is just total cringe fest here. So they might not like it. I guess it really just depends on how disenfranchised you're feeling right now. But I just don't have time for that. We got so much news. So let's just start pouring through it. Newly declassified appendix to Durham report sheds additional light on Clinton campaign to falsely tie Trump to Russia and FBI's failure to investigate. Now, we already knew all of this, but in this email or letter, and there's really two of them, it's wide open. They basically admit the whole plan in the email, which I don't have in front of me. I don't know where it went, but I remember the statements. It literally says, we're going to go with the Russia angle, just like Hillary Clinton suggested, and then we're going to claim it's critical infrastructure. And if you remember, that was the buzzword they were using. Oh, critical infrastructure. They attacked critical infrastructure. And they were saying elections was critical infrastructure. And it was right from Hillary Clinton's campaign. And Durham had this stuff in the Durham report that now the Trump administration has declassified. So the crew is putting it up on the screen. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? Are we going to talk about it for another 4 years? Or am I going to tune into Sean Hannity tonight? Is he going to bring back the TikTok indictments are coming segments like he used to do in the first administration? I don't want to hear about a meme Trump posted. I don't want to hear about an AI video Trump posted. I'm sick and tired of, oh, look, more evidence of what the Clinton-Obama operation did to sabotage Donald Trump and Russian collusion, and it was all fake. It was all made up. I'm sick of it, man. Either arrest somebody or leave me alone with it. Either indict somebody and arrest somebody or just stop. Just stop it. I'm sick of it, man. It's like a big giant tease. It's offensive. You're either going to drain the swamp and you're going to arrest these criminals or you're not. I know what Hillary Clinton did. I know what Barack Obama did. We everybody knows it. You're not breaking any news. The guys in your administration literally wrote the books on it. That's not a figure of speech. I mean, literally. Dan Bongino wrote the book on it. I mean, literally, Kash Patel did media tours on it. There's the emails on the screen. But it's like, I don't even want to be part of the charade. It's like, I almost feel guilty buying into this and reading it to you. So whatever, there it is on the screen. Everybody can see it. We all know it. It was a giant political operation run by Hillary Clinton's campaign that Barack Obama's administration took to the next level to spy on Trump. And then they parallel constructed it with other members of the intelligence community to spy on other individuals associated with Trump. It was a giant criminal act. We called it Spygate. We called it Obamagate. It was called Crossfire Hurricane. So, you know, at some point, it's like, you know, I don't mean to be crass here, but it's like, hey, look, honey, you know, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do this or not? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just so sick of it. Either arrest somebody or just stop with the teasing, man. It's offensive. You get treated like children. Oh, what's next? Oh, wow. More declassified. So it's just like, oh, more declassified, more information. Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. We've known this for 10 years. When are you going to arrest somebody? When are you going to indict somebody? When are you going to drain the swamp? When is it happening? Tick-tock, tick-tock. Indictments are coming. I'm not playing this game another 4 years. I cannot even do it for another 4 minutes. But that's what they do is they treat you like children. They treat you like a circus monkey. And they throw this stuff out there and they want you to start waving the pom-poms and jumping up and down like your team scored a touchdown. But really nothing is happening. Like, oh, look, every day is, oh, look, something is happening. Nothing is happening. So I don't want to hear it. So until something actually happens, until somebody actually gets indicted, until somebody actually gets arrested, I don't want to hear about it anymore. And you know what? I'll give credit to Bongino. And people are frustrated with him too, and I get it, because it's like he's part of this mess. But I'll at least give Bongino credit, not beyond just the fact that he's playing with his own money here. He's playing with his own reputation. But it's like he at least can sense the frustration, and he's coming out making statements. He's like, look, I get it, okay? I'm working on stuff behind the scenes. It's really bad. So I'd like to give Bongino some benefit of the doubt there. But that's different than saying, okay, the deputy director here says stuff is going on behind the scenes. Let's wait and see. Versus, hey, look, here's more declassified stuff showing you exactly what you already knew. It's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, yay. Yay. Ooh, oh, my gosh. Look, we got Hillary. Look, we got Obama. Oh, my gosh. Indict somebody, arrest somebody, or stop expecting us to get so excited. But people do. I mean, they just go wild for this stuff. So that's why they just keep doing it. Because you got these pom-pom waivers and you got these cheerleaders. So, yeah, the FBI, and really, this wasn't even the FBI, folks. It was Chairman Grassley that did this. Senator Grassley did this. So Director Patel says this should be a step towards justice. There will be more to come. More to come? Arrest somebody. More to come? Arrest somebody. Well, you know, I was going to wait until it was my indictment. But you do realize the Biden administration and the FBI under Joe Biden has already, at this point in Biden's administration, they had already arrested, they had already indicted and arrested over 600 Americans for January 6th. Over 600 Americans, including people that just walked around and waved a flag. Grandmas, doctors, veterans, for simply walking into the Capitol or stepping on Capitol grounds, over 600 Americans were indicted and arrested at this point in Biden's administration. And you've got Obama and Clapper and Brennan and Clinton dead to rights. And you're going to sit here and you're going to post on X, more is coming. More? More what? More evidence that you're not going to indict anybody over? More evidence of treason? That nobody's going to be arrested over? It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. Make me look like an idiot, Patel. Make me look like an idiot. Arrest somebody. Make me look like an idiot. Indict somebody. Make me look like a fool for coming up here and ranting and raving because you don't do anything. Make me, I can't wait for that day. I'm begging for that day. I'm begging for the day all the online trolls say, see, Owen? See? I'm begging for that day. I can't wait. I hope that day comes. But until it does, I'm going to sit here sick and tired of it, sick and tired of being teased, sick and tired of being told to pick up the pom-poms, sick and tired of acting like, oh, look, oh, new evidence against Hillary. Wow, we had no idea. I'm not playing these games. I'm not going to be treated like a kid. I'm not going to treat this audience like children. I'm not going to treat you like an idiot. I'm not going to play these stupid deep state games. I'm over it. Now, as we mentioned, Howley was attacked by Trump yesterday. Because the Pelosi Act, and I read Trump's statement attacking Howley, I said, this doesn't make any sense at all. It's like, whoever gave Trump the information here, I mean, that was the worst information download he's ever gotten in his life. I mean, it was like the exact opposite of the truth. So it's like, Howley's like, hey, we're targeting insider trading in Congress, specifically Pelosi. And then Trump comes out and says, why is Josh Hawley protecting Pelosi? It's called the Pelosi Act because she's like the main crook. It's like whoever gave Trump that information ought to be fired for how badly that was botched. But apparently they have corrected the issue. And so Josh Hawley said this about the situation last night in clip five.
Congress are getting by with it. We need to make the whole thing illegal.
So when you spoke to the president, did he explain why he called you second tier?
Well, I think that the president, a number of people who are opposed to banning stock trading had said to the president that he would be covered by the bill. He'd have to sell Mar-a-Lago and sell assets. Not the case at all. The president and the vice president, all their assets are totally exempted. And here's the point. This is what we talked about. The point of this bill is to ban members of Congress from trading on the information that only they have. I've supported this bill for years, Jesse. I think we call it the Pelosi Act. It is named for her because she is the poster child of this kind of behavior. It ought to be illegal and it ought to be prosecutable.
So what Pelosi will say is that she doesn't manage it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. And it's kind of like on the Epstein situation where people are going to look at how Congress is voting. And they're going to say, okay, you're either voting to cover up the sex trafficking, you're voting to cover up the Epstein story because you're part of it. And they're going to do the same thing with the stock deal. They're going to say, if you're voting against the Pelosi Act, then you're doing insider trading. I don't think that's an unfair assumption to jump to. I don't think that's unfair analysis. But that's certainly where it's going. Now, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt addressed this earlier today from the press podium in clip three.
Have you talked with the president about his position on the stock trading ban bill before Congress? He obviously had pretty loaded comments about Senator Hawley. There's some reporting that they've since spoken. What is his position on the current status of that bill?
The president has spoken to Senator Hawley, who called him, and the president took that call. As the president said in the Roosevelt Room yesterday, conceptually, he, of course, supports the idea of ensuring that members of Congress and United States senators who are here for public service cannot enrich themselves. And the reason that this idea to put a ban on stock trading for members of Congress is even a thing is because of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she is rightfully criticized because she makes, I think, $174,000 a year, yet she has a net worth of approximately $413 million. In 2024, Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio, this was a fascinating statistic to me, grew 70% in 1 year in 2024, and her portfolio outperformed every single large hedge fund in that same year, and even more than doubled the returns of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. So I think the president stands with the American people on this. He doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves off of public service and ripping off their constituents in the process. As for the mechanics of the legislation and how it will move forward, the White House continues to be in discussions with our friends on Capitol Hill.
So this seems like a long overdue thing. You know, another thing that needs to be looked at is individuals that go into these federal bureaucracies and they go in and out of the federal bureaucracies to the private sector into companies like Monsanto. So it's like they'll get into the EPA, they'll make sure regulations that they sign and pass don't affect Monsanto, or at least Monsanto, you know, they kind of get a final review, look over if they have any issues. And then, okay, they give the green light, EPA passes it, Monsanto's protected, and then, bing, they go work for Monsanto. Now, that's a little tougher to say, well, you can't go out and get a job in the private sector after you work in Congress or after you work in a federal agency, but that's another level of corruption that we have going on here, is the constant rotating door between these major companies and these federal bureaucracies. So some might even say it's necessary, but when you look at how they get regulations passed that protect the big guys and harm the little guys, that's how they do it. That's how they do it. And then eventually people are going to start talking about term limits with somebody like a Pelosi. See, my response is, I get it, so it's not like something I would cry over if we passed term limits, but it's more just, that's the burden is on us to do that. The burden is on the American people to stop voting for these crooks. So it's not because of bad laws or rules that Nancy Pelosi has been in office for 50 years. That's bad voting. That's bad voters is what that is. So, yeah, we can have term limits. It's called you vote them out of office. It's called you put a better candidate up and you vote them out. But you imagine that this is a debate coming up soon as well. Now, on the EPA, where just massive victories are being had, Lee Zeldin is maybe ranking number one right now as far as the Trump administration is concerned. He got into a little bit of more detail. We read all the headlines for you yesterday. Now, Lee Zeldin was pressed on this by Kirsten Welker, no fan of the Trump administration. So she pressed him on some of this stuff. Zeldin did not flinch. So here he is explaining a little bit more of it in clip four.
Do you believe that planet-warming greenhouse gases do not pose a threat to public health?
Well, listen, first off, it's a question that I've answered, including during my confirmation hearing. The climate has been always changing, and in responding to questions, I was explaining how greenhouse gases trap heat. We were analyzing that aspect of this conversation. A lot of what the preamble and the proposal that went out is focused on the legal aspects of it from many different angles. There is a discussion as it relates to the science. There was some very pessimistic views that were relied upon to say that come 2025, that there would be a lot more extreme evolution of the impacts of climate change by now. The good thing is that we're able to go through this process in 2025 without having to be stuck in 2009, relying on assumptions that in some cases proved to be inaccurate, specified inside of the proposal that we put out. We could deal with the realities of what we actually know now in 2025, and that's a good thing.
Do you think that there are levels of carbon dioxide that are problematic for the planet when it comes to warming?
So first off, I think it's important that we're all honest that carbon dioxide is essential for our planet life. Too often people want to talk about carbon dioxide as if it is this pollutant that doesn't have any benefits. We see positive impacts because there is carbon dioxide. You know, some people will respond and say, well, why don't we just, if we lock the administrator inside of a tank and we just fill it up with carbon dioxide, let's see what happens. Well, yeah, if you put somebody inside of a tank and you fill it up with water, see what ends up happening over the course of time. It doesn't mean that we should be saying that water is an endangerment to public health and welfare, and then have trillions of dollars of regulations that follow, and then regulate out of existence entire sectors of our economy and cause economic pain to our country. The other thing, as we're looking at the science, is to look at how emissions in this country have gone down. Look at, while innovation's been up inside of this country and emissions have been down globally, they just continue to rise. Because it isn't just the U.S. here on this planet. And for us to be tying our own hands behind our back and ignoring the reality that is happening in other countries elsewhere has also proved to be foolish, which has been part of my criticism since the Paris Climate Accords first came out, was where the United States was signing up for so many strict restrictions while other nations like China and India were doing so much less. Right now, China is putting baseload power online, like coal, and there are people here who have been in charge of the government until recently who have been trying to put new regulations out through the EPA to eliminate the coal industry and to eliminate other sectors of our energy economy. And the fact is we need more baseload power. So all of this is important for us to be painting a full picture and not just cherry picking certain facts. Let's put it all out there. Let's be honest with each other, be honest with the American public, and have a conversation here to reach the right decision at the end of it.
By the way, apologies to anti-Trump Kirsten Welker. That was anti-Trump Abby Phillips. But, all these talking heads on mainstream late-night corporate news are all the same. So just wanted to correct the record on that. Now, the one angle here that he touches on, but it's like it really needs further explanation so that the American people can understand what's been done to them. And I don't think it's a dirty trick to say, let's rally America for an American cause. You think about you think about what we witnessed after September 11th, the rise in patriotism and camaraderie and people joining the military, and it was, hey, look what they did to us on September 11th. And I get it, false flag, we were lied to about it. I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying it was an event that was used to unify us. It was an event that broadened patriotism and everything else that followed. Well, a similar thing can be done with what happened here when it comes to all these regulations, when it comes to the Green New Climate scam. And Zeldin briefly touches on it, but no. The American people really need to understand it. And if Abby Phillips there from ABC News was any good at her job, she would have pressed it a little bit to get a better understanding for her audience, but she's just a corporate talking head. Eventually, she will be replaced with AI, ironically enough. We got stabbed in the back and the front on this deal. So they stabbed us in the front because they said, we have to have all these rules and regulations over all of these different industries because of man-made climate change, which, of course, was all a lie, as Zeldin accurately puts out. So they started really focusing on global warming, man-made climate change, about 2000. Al Gore put out his documentary, 100% proven wrong. They tested a bunch of stuff over the years. They tested global freezing, new ice age, 70s didn't work. They tested acid rain. Oh, it's acid rain because of all the pollution in the 80s. That didn't work. The 90s, it was we're killing the ozone, too much emissions, and that didn't work. They hit global warming, didn't really. So then they just landed on man-made climate change and said, okay, we're going all in. And all the things that they said to push this agenda in the early 2000s, the best reference is just the Al Gore documentary because it was forced into the public schools. You know, they made sure everybody saw it. Everything the climate scientists said were going to happen in that video, none of it has happened. It's all been proven wrong. And you can look at the National Glacier Park where they said the glaciers would melt. They're still there. You can go look at Antarctica. They said it would be melted and you'd be able to ride up onto the land. They sent crews to ride up onto the land. They got stuck in ice. So it's literally all fake. So they stabbed us in the front and they said, you have to pay more and it's going to be much more difficult for you to run these industries. But then they stabbed us in the back and they said, oh, by the way, all these rules and regulations that are nearly impossible for you to adhere to and still be successful, China doesn't have to sign on to any of it. No, not a single one. So it's like you get to run a race with a weight around your ankle.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Ethylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the IRC Moss, get the Shilajit, get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cubanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.